regardless of whether we contest them or not, I absolutely accept they're the deeply held views. It's exactly how people felt in large parts of this country. And I've heard very clearly from people in the West and the Northwest how they did feel. Extremely isolated, extremely anxious, and they did wonder, was the electricity ever going to come back on? And I mean, whatever about managing without electricity or water for a day or two, which is not an insignificant challenge, the number of people who had to manage for many, many weeks is almost unimaginable in terms of the gravity of that challenge that posed. Now, I think, look, as a government and as state agencies and as community organisations, I think everybody did put their shoulder to the wheel. I think we did see the best of Irish Mehl in terms of people trying to respond. I think we did see the benefits of the investment we've made over a number of years in community facilities, that in many parts of the country we had sports clubs with shower facilities and others that were readily made available to communities, and I thank those sports clubs for that. We did see the civil defence, which I'm proud to be their minister for, play a very, very much on the ground, boots on the ground role, and I did see the defence forces respond to every request that was made of them. So the way it works, I suppose, is the defence forces respond to requests from the civil authority, from local authorities. I do think, in fairness to everyone, because I'm not blaming any local authorities, everyone was working hard, I do think there was a technical expertise piece that perhaps wasn't readily available to the defence forces in some of the issues that would have been pressing to your constituents. But let me be very clear, the state has to do better. The state has to be better prepared for adverse weather events. And that's why myself, the Taoiseach and others in government are determined that the lessons learned thing isn't just a box ticking exercise, but is actually a real deep dive into what went well, where went well, because it wasn't consistent right across the country, and what can go better. And the Defence Forces will be very willing to play a full and honest role in that assessment.